Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the fifth chapter of Maseches Tamai and beginning the sixth. The last Mishnah of the fifth parak, which is Mishnah Yud Aleph, continues the line of thought of the previous Mishnah. So in the previous Mishnah, we had been talking about produce that was grown in a flower pot. If it's got a hole in it, then it's considered like it's the ground, and if it doesn't have a hole in it, it's not. So the flower pot with the hole would require tithes taken at a biblical level, but the one without a hole only requires them at a rabbinic level, and there's all sorts of questions if you tithe from one thing to another. So now we're discussing someone who has demai, which is the topic of our Masechta, and that's produce that may or may not need to be tithed. We don't know. It's doubtful. So our Mishnah says, Tara min hademai al hademai. If you take tithes from one pile of demai for a different pile of demai, midemai al havadai, or if you take tithes from demai for something that definitely needs to be tithed, truma v'yachzer v'yitrom. What he designated as truma is truma. You've got to give it to a kohen, but you've got to go back and take truma again from the pile that you were trying to fix up. Min havadai al hademai. And if you took truma from something that definitely needs to be tithed for a stack of demai, truma, v'los heyachel ad sheyotzi oleha trumus and maestros, then it is considered truma, but you're not permitted to eat it until you take trumus and maestros from it again. Let's look in the Barton Oro. Min hademai al hademai, if you take from one stack of demai on another, Dilma hai ma'usar v'hai lav ma'usar. Maybe this one already had maestros taken, and this one didn't. So you can't take tithes from something that doesn't require it for something that did. Truma, if you designate a truma, it is truma. Vein tzarech letaken es ha-truma, kivan de suffik hu, verov ame ha-aretz ma'asrin hein. It counts as truma, and you don't have to do it again, because it's a case of doubt, and in reality is most of the unlearned people did take tithes, so it's probably okay. Law of averages, we're going to let that one go. Min havadai al hademai, truma v'lo se'achel. If you take from something that needs to be tithed for something that may or may not need to be tithed, then it's considered truma, but you can't eat it. The havidoma demafrish min hanakuv al she'eno nakuv. That's similar to the case in the previous Mishnah where he took tithes from the perforated flower pot for the non-perforated flower pot. Min achiyuv al hapater, from the thing that's obligated for the thing that isn't obligated. Shim hademai me'usher nimseis hatruma tevel d'oraisa. If the demai was already tithed, then you will find that this truma is actually tevel from a biblical standpoint. Hilkach lo se'achel. That's why it can't be eaten until tithes are taken again properly. That's the end of the fifth perek. Let us now continue immediately with perek vav, Mishnah Aleph. Now we're talking about sharecroppers and people who rent fields in order to work the land. The difference is a sharecropper pays a percentage and a renter pays a flat fee. So hamakabal sadeh miYisrael min hanachri umin hakusi. If somebody leases a field as a sharecropper from a Jew, from a non-Jew, or from a Samaritan who is in some ways like a Jew and in some ways like a non-Jew, yechalik lifnehem, then he should just separate the produce and put it before them, give them their share. Hachocher sadim Yisrael, someone who rents a field from a Jew, toreim v'nosein lo, he takes the truma and gives it to him. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, when is this the case? A Masai? Bizman shenasen lo me'oso sadeh u'me'oso hamin. When he's paying him from that field and that species. Avalam nasen lo me'sadeh acheres o me'min acher ma'aseh v'nosen lo. But if he is paying him his rent with produce from a different field or a different species, then he has to take all the tithes, not just truma, and pay him after doing that. Let's look in the Barton Oro. Hamakabal sadeh, someone who leases a field, lemechsa, leshlish, lerevia, kederecha arisin. He's giving him half or a third or a quarter, whatever the arrangement is, in the manner of sharecroppers. Yichalek lifnehem, just separate their portion, put it before them. Veino tzarech lemaser, chelek bal hasadeh. And you don't have to take tithes from the portion that's going to the owner of the field. Aval meniach lifnehem chelik schar hakarka kishe'eno meushar. You just put their portion in front of them without taking the tithes. Velo chayvu chachamim lemakabel shiyaser al chelko shal bal hasadeh. And the sages did not require the leaser to take tithes for the portion of the field owner. V'yitin lo mashe pasakimo kishehu meushar, and to give him his share after it's been tithed. Bimnei yishuv eretz Yisrael, in order to encourage settling the land. Kedei shelo yimnu milkabel hasados b'arisus, so that people shouldn't refuse to work the land as sharecroppers. So if it's going to cut into their profit margin, if it's just one more thing to do, you know what, I was already on the line about it, I'm not going to be a sharecropper. But this way, it's a little bit more encouraging for people. Let them take care of their own tithes, let them take care of their own truma, and I'll just give them their portion. Torim v'nosein lo. But if you rent the field, then you have to take truma and then give him his portion. Of a lo meiser, but he doesn't have to take meiser, he doesn't have to take tithes from it. The chochochar amanas kein yored lasada. Because this is the condition of renting in all these cases. Sheitin lo chakiruso meperus hagdilim basada betivlam. That he gives him his portion in the produce that grows in the field while it's still tevel. Umihu, however, mishum de'ein l'shahuz hatruma de'efsher legoren shetaker ella imkein nisrama. But you can't delay taking the truma because the threshing floor can't be cleared until the trumas are all taken. Mishum hachi torim v'nosin lo. That's why he has to take the tithes before he gives him his share. Let's skip a little. Of a Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? When is it sufficient that the renter only has to take truma and not meiser? When he's paying him with the same produce from the same field. But if he's paying him from a different field, even though it's of the same species, or if he's paying him with a different species, even though it's growing in the same field, for example, he sowed half the field with a different species, which is in the amount of his rental fee, Chayev af la'aser d'dami l'poreya chovo. Then he has to take all tithes because it's like he's paying a debt. And as we learned earlier, you're not allowed to pay your debts with food that hasn't been properly tithed. That is the end of the first Mishnah in the sixth chapter. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.